Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This guy, one of the best in the business. He is Bill Bolin, the founder of Eagle Eye Picks, posting picks on Twitter on a daily basis, which can be very, very hard to do. Although, during bowl season, at least you got a lot to choose from. He joins us to break down the slate of wild card games. Mr. Bolin, Happy New Year. How are you, buddy?
Same to you. How's everything going?
Bill, we're doing fine. So the challenge of bowl season before you get into these NFL games, has it been a grind? Has it been a breeze? You got a lot to chew on here over these last few weeks. How has bowl season been treating you?
Well, it was a little bit of a grind, ups and downs. There's just so many games. I mean, you're playing sometimes four or five games a day. It's up and down. I mean, can't really complain. Haven't really taken a hit, but when you play that many games, it's just bound to go against you eventually.
Let's get an early lean on the national championship game. We both had LSU. We both had Clemson. Clemson makes you sweat it out. They should have been down big in the first half. Ohio State couldn't put them away. You give Lawrence a chance down the stretch, he's going to kill you. Now you see LSU, 5 to 5.5 point favorites against Clemson. The game is going to be in the Superdome. LSU been special all year, but Clemson always great as an underdog. What is the early lean right now? I know you're not locking anything in, but LSU-Clemson, initial thought.
I mean, this is about as good as a game as you could get. You have two great quarterbacks. I've been on the LSU train for a couple of months now. Like, I like Joe Burrow. Not taking credit for finding him or anything, but I did like him a little bit before.
No, it's okay. You were taking credit. I give you credit.
I'll take a little credit.
Let me throw this out there. Bill knows that I've had this love affair with Tua. Rightfully so. I mean, he's the guy I wanted the Dolphins to take. And he was telling me weeks before the LSU-Bama game, Joe Burrow, guy you want. So you've been aboard the Burrow train, and you believe he will be good in the NFL, correct?
I do. I think he's by far the best quarterback coming out. He's going to go number one overall. He's going to the Bengals, but I do think he's going to be a good pro. That being said, though, you have the public pounding LSU in this game. It's moved up a point, but the pedigree of Clemson, you still have Trevor Lawrence on that side. There's a reason they're in this game for the third time in 4 years. It's just hard to go against them as dogs. I mean, I think the values with Clemson in this game, it's hard to fade Burrow and LSU, but I think if you're going for value here, you're going to lean Clemson and take the points.
Bill, when it comes to these wild card games in the NFL, it is amazing to me how sharp Vegas can be. I mean, you look at all four of these games, the lines are spot on. Do you find it tougher to handicap the NFL once we hit the postseason, or is it easier because you know so much about these teams?
I think you would take it game by game, but this week specifically is very rough. I think a lot of these lines are around the head. It's hard to pick sides in these. I wouldn't say the playoffs is easier or tougher in a sense. I mean, you have to take it, like I said, game by game, but this week is particularly tough.
Oh, it's brutal, and it starts with the Buffalo Bills taking on the Houston Texans. And anybody who follows Billy on Twitter, at Eagle Eye Picks, knows that he's had this hate-hate relationship with the Buffalo Bills all year. You've gone against them a couple of times. You haven't been happy when you've gone against them. This line opens Houston -3. You find out Watt's playing. It looks like Will Fuller is going to give it a go. Line has moved a half a point. It's now at 2.5. What's your takeaway on the Bills and the Texans?
I really don't like this game, but I think I would lean the Bills in this one. I think they're pretty evenly matched. I mean, the Texans have the better offense, but the Bills play great defense. They can run the ball, and Josh Allen can make plays with his feet. He's a little inaccurate at times, but if he can make enough plays in this game, I think the Bills have a definite chance of winning. Not going on trends or anything, but Houston hasn't been great in the playoffs in the past. It is a little bit of a different team, but with Watson. But at the same time, I think, again, like I said with Clemson, I think the value's with the Bills. I think they can win this game straight up.
Bill Bowen, the founder of Eagle Eye Picks, he's getting us ready for Wild Card Weekend right here on The Fan. And, Bill, as a guy who roots for the Tennessee Titans, be honest with me. If I told you back in the summertime that your team would be getting ready for the playoffs and the quarterback with the highest passer rating in the NFL would be my former quarterback, Ryan Tannehill, what would your response be?
That's most one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard.
There you go.
If you're looking back on like week five, I was almost thinking about tanking at that point. But Ryan Tannehill came. He's a spark for that team. Henry's been a beast all year. The defense, they give up some yards. They give up some points, but they come up big in big situations. They just find ways to win games. That being said, they are going into Foxborough. The public is about split on this game, which is shocking. Normally, you see New England, the public jumps to that side. But if you take the New England name, the Patriot name off of this game, just look at the teams in general, talent-wise, I think you would lean Titans in this one. I mean, New England's offense has been bad. They do have Tom Brady. They can explode. They're the Patriots. For my luck, they'll go off of 38 this weekend. But I think when you're looking at the game, the Titans are the value on the side. They play these close games. I think they have a bunch of ex-Patriots. I think they know what to expect coming out of New England. I don't think they're scared going in there. They play a hard-nosed type game. I would stick with the points with the Titans.
Would you be concerned at all about Tannehill going into that environment, throwing away football, elements coming into play? Does that scare you with the Titans if it's going to be a very sloppy game?
Yes and no. I mean, it's going to affect New England as well. That offense has been poor, so, I mean, add elements to that as well. They're going to struggle. But for the Titans to be successful, Henry's going to have a big game. Tannehill has played well. He's been spreading the ball. He's been efficient. But they're going to have to get the ground game going. So I think they can. I mean, New England's defense is tough. But if Henry could have a solid game, I think 5 points isn't unreasonable.
All right, Bill, let's go to the NFC. You got Minnesota and Kirk Cousins, the quarterback, on the road against, for my money, the best team, and not only the NFC, the best team in the entire NFL, in the New Orleans Saints. This line has actually moved a half point. I don't know how sharps are making the argument to take Minnesota. I guess it's the idea of 8 or 7.5 in a playoff game is just way too many points to be laying. I know big favorites, historically speaking, have not done well, but you got the Saints at home. They've played great. They're a freight train, and I got Kirk Cousins in a postseason game. What am I missing here with the New Orleans Saints?
So you just said it there. 7.5, 8 points is a lot in a playoff game. And if Kirk Cousins can play well, I think they can keep it within that number. That being said, any big spot, any primetime game he's in, he seems to just fail. I mean, I've backed him numerous times, and you just see him throw up those duds on Monday Night Football. If he does play well, I do think they'll cover the spread, but I don't see that happening in the Superdome. The Saints are one of the best teams in football. I think they're a legit Super Bowl contender. Even though 65% is on the Saints, if I had to play this game, I'm fading Cousins and going with the Saints.
Wow, so you would go against the sharp trend. I don't blame you there. Kirk Cousins, we saw it a couple weeks ago, Monday night against the Green Bay Packers, one of the dumbest bets I made all year. If you think I'm putting my money on Kirk Cousins in the postseason, you got another thing coming. Last but not least, we got Seattle and Philadelphia. And Bill, doesn't this smell like the fishiest line of the week? Everybody and their mother is betting the Seattle Seahawks, yet you have a Philadelphia team that thrives in being that underdog. Where do you see the value in this final game of Wild Card Weekend?
Oh, I'm definitely playing the Eagles in this game. There's just way too much public money on the Seahawks. It just looks way too obvious. You look at the Eagles, they're banged up. They struggled in the NFC East. They haven't looked right all year. That being said, Carson Wentz has looked better the last few weeks. The Seahawks are coming across country. It's just, you know what, it's one of those lines that when you look at it, I feel like everyone immediately says Seahawks, 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 but there's a reason that line's at 1. and there's a reason 84% is on the Seahawks. I think that's a game that they're probably going to get bitten. I would lean the Eagles in that one. They're well coached. I think they're going to come out and win this game. I don't think they have potential to win anymore after that. I think that run would be over after this game. But this home game, I would lean with the Eagles.
All right, Bill, before we get you out of here, what game out of the four at this point are you the most confident in?
Right now, I would say either the Eagles or the Titans.
Interesting. The Eagles or the Tennessee Titans. And the game you feel the worst about, it's got to be Buffalo and Houston, right?
Yeah. Yes, but also I mentioned the Saints. The public is on the Saints. I really don't like riding with them very often. But, yeah, I'd probably say Buffalo Texans is the hardest one for me to really feel confident in.
There you have it. Bill Bowen, the founder of Eagle Eye Picks. And to follow your outstanding content, Daily Picks on Twitter, where can we find you, Bill?
At Eagle Eye Picks 11.
There you have it. Simple enough, Bill. Happy New Year. We will chat next week for the divisional round. Enjoy it, my friend, all right?
Awesome. Talk soon.
There you have it. Bill Bowen, Eagle Eye Picks. So, likes the Eagles and the Titans the most. Fascinating. Fascinating stuff. I got to admit, two of these games, I have felt strongly about all week. I have not wavered. The other two games, I have been very much on the fence.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.